Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey, Dr. Berg here. I'm going to give you a tip on fat burning, how to lose the maximum fat in the minimum time. All right, there's three things that you can do to keep it really, really simple. Now, these are the doingnesses of things. Now, you might have a very sluggish metabolism, and we may need to get you healthier to receive these messages, these fat burning signals, so you don't have this situation where you're like, burn fat. I'm sorry, did you say something? But these are things that you can do if your metabolism is somewhat okay. All right, insulin has to be zero in the body. Now, what does that mean? It means that insulin is the hormone that's activated by sugars. Here's the thing. In the presence of insulin, even a little bit, you will not be able to burn fat, even a little bit, especially if your metabolic rate is low. So you really have to not follow the principle like everything in moderation, or you have to like really go down on any types of breads, pasta, cereal, crackers, biscuits, waffles, pancakes, muffins, sodas, juice, alcohol, all those hidden carbohydrates have to be zero, okay? You can't even have a little bit. Even fruit may slow you down, all right? That's number one. I mean, you should just try it for a couple days and just see how it works, because you'll be surprised how much weight, more weight you can lose. Now, cortisol has to be zero. What is cortisol? It's a stress hormone made by your adrenal hormones. I mean, your adrenal gland. That has to be close down to zero as well. It can't be too high. So, yes, we can work on the adrenals and do all these things, but as far as things that you can do, you need to go for long walks, about 45 minutes, sometimes to an hour a day, not power walking, kind of a nice, easy pace so you're not strained. That is effective in lowering cortisol, especially if you have belly fat. The best workout for belly fat is walking, okay? Not with your headphones, just get out there and nature and walk. Secondly, I want you to get an extra hour of sleep. Yeah, get a little bit more sleep every day. Go to bed a little earlier, sleep in a little longer, take more naps on the weekend. Why? Because sleep lowers cortisol. Those are two big tips. The third tip is to take celery before bed. Four stalks of celery, that would be your snack. Maybe a little peanut butter or something, maybe a little hummus. Right before you go to bed, celery does help lower stress. It also helps lower blood pressure. The third tip, no bloating. You can't be eating foods that bloat you and still lose weight, because this is a stress. So make sure the foods that you eat, even vegetables, make sure that none of it gives you gas and bloating and constipation. Find the vegetables that don't bloat you, you know, don't have the beans, whatever, and make sure that there's no digestive stress, because this can be another hidden barrier to losing the weight. So if these are the probably the most powerful things to lose the most fat in the minimum time.